The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Reish Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Yud. In the last year, we spoke about the Maaseh Kedushin, giving the ring, being Koneh the Isha. For Daf Yud, where it speaks about Nesu'in Chuppah, I'd like to expand a little bit on that topic. In the times of the Gemara, there were two acts of marriage being spoken about. There is Eirusin, which is the Kedushin, and there is the Nesu'in. The Gemara and Ksuvis speak about the 12 months in between the Nesu'in and Kedushin. The two actions weren't done simultaneously. It wasn't done the same day. There was a Kedushin, a Tavas was given, and there was a Birkus Eirusin, and then they gave the Besula time to get ready for the Chasana. And in a time period of 12 months afterwards, they would make the Nesu'in. Now this is all done together on the same day. But mind you, after Birchas Eirusin and after the Tavas was given, she's the husband and wife are considered husband and wife le'inyan chayvi misos. She's considered his wife, and you need also a get if you want to terminate the marriage. But there is still a tenai that she is also labayla b'lo chuppah. She's still also to live as husband and wife until you complete the nesu'in and you have a chuppah and you have the brachas. Now, what is chuppah? So the mechaber in Eben Ezra Siman Nun Hey, Sif Aleph says that chuppah is yavi oisa l'toich beisai. He brings her into his house. And he is miyachad with her, only him and her together, nobody else. And he separates her for himself. Zeo nikra knisa l'chupa, v'hua nikra nesu'in. That's called knisa l'chupa, being brought into the chupa, and that's a nesu'in. So, according to the Mechaber, after the Eris and after the Chuppah, after the Chedi Yichud that we do, after Birchas Hamazon that has Sherev Birchas, she's still not Nesu'ah until he brings her into his house at night. Then the Amos says that he brings another opinion that Chuppah is not Yichud. But he does agree with the Mechaber that that kosha avo hachosin the base of the shem nesu'in. If he brings any time that the chosin brings the kala into his house for nesu'in, for the purpose of nesu'in, even if there are other people there also, so there's not complete yichud, still zeo nesu'in. And the Ran, that's the Shittas Aran, and the Ran learns it from the pasuk in Parshas Matis, that it says v'im beis isha nadara. If in the house of the husband she makes neder, so we see from there that kol man that she is in the house of the husband, that's called nesu'ah. Even if there's no yichud, even if it's not only the husband and wife together. The Beis Yosef in Siman Samach Aleph brings yet another shita. He brings the Orgas Chaim in the name of the Itter. That chuppah is that the poris sudr al rosh shemeshas abrocha, that we put a cloth on top of both their heads, the chosin and kala's heads, b'shas the brocha. But the Beis Yosef doesn't like that because that lashon of the Yerushalmi when he speaks about chuppah says k'nisa l'chuppah, and that lashon is brought all over. So which is mashma that there is a ma'isa of bringing her to the chuppah, not just covering her head. But can we believe that there are still places that they do cover the chosin and kala's head with the talis underneath the chuppah while they make the brachas. Anyways, then there is yet a last shita that's brought in the Rambam in the Siman Nun Hay, that the chuppah of a basula is mishiyata beheimunu, which is a gemara in Ksuvis that speaks about if we the way that we know that if the isha was a basula when she got married or she was an almana is that if she was yotze beheimuna, then we know that she's a basula and she gets masayim mezuz as her ksuva. And the yotze beheimuna is some kind of head dress, something that they put on her head before the chuppah. Then there are more as masayim, and they said that the minig nowadays, what we call the chuppah, is a place that we have four poles and a yiriya, a cloth on top of the four poles, and we bring the chosn and kala underneath that chuppah, underneath that canopy, berabim, and we have a kaddish there, and we say the brachas, the brachas eris, and the brachas nesuin, and afterwards we bring them to their house and they eat together in a makom snur. Then the Bach says that we're knowing like all of them, and in the morning we cover the head of the kala, and that's called hemuna. And then we go through the rest of the chasn, through the rest of the chuppas that are brought down in the Rishayim. Now the terminology of chuppah has been around for a while. There's a pasuk in the Tehillim, v'ukachosn yoyse michuppasay, and there's a pasuk in Yoel. It says that even the kala yoyse michuppasa to a daven when there was a tzara. So the music of chuppah isn't new. It's been around, and Chaim Moshe Rabbeinu was a misakhanin for Klal Yisrael also. The Rosh Hashulchan brings down that the lashon of chuppah is a lashon chayiv olav kol hayoyim, which is lashon of covering, and the musig of chuppah is that you are covering the chasn and kala and separating them from everybody else in an intimate manner. To signify husband and wife, because according to the Torah, nesuin is bia, which means being a snag, that the husband and wife are misnag keder kol haaretz. But since chuppah and nesuin also needs bracha, and you need a minyan to say the Birchus Nesu'in, so it's not the Orech Ara to go in and have Edim and have a whole minyan when they're being Misnaik Yishra Isha. Menelem, the Umasakim, that when you do Chuppah, which is the Hachonah to living as a husband and wife, that's what is orchestrating the Nesu'in. And once you do that hachana, hakol yodim, the lashon of the place gemara, hakol yodim, l'machnisin kala l'chuppah. So it's a public araya that they are now husband and wife. So even though chuppah is mentioned all over, and as we said, it's a psukim in the Tanakh. But it doesn't say clearly what the chuppah is. So this chuppah, this hachana for nesuin, is governed each place by their minig, what they did. And the Bach said that there were choshish for all of them misafik, and we try to do all of them. So now let's go through the chasana piece by piece, and let's try to analyze it. The Bach said that that in the morning, if you go out after in the morning of the chasana, said it seemed like the chasana used to be the minhag for hundreds of years in Europe was that the chasana was on the Friday afternoon and the Suda Shabbos was the Suda Nesuin. So the Bach says that on Yom Chamish or Yom Shishi Baboiker, when they left the basic Knesset, the Chosn went with the Chashuv Yair, and they covered the head of the Kala. And he uses the Lashon of the Choyfe Esprisha, which is the Lashon of Chuppah. Right, and also it signifies the same thing that he's poyus knuffup on her, and he is separating her for himself, and that is what the Gemara is referring to, that besula yotzi behemuna, that she would go the rest of the day wearing her hemuna, which nowadays is l'chayr the veil. So what we do Before the chuppah that the chassan goes with the shashvinim with the both fathers and the chol am, he goes and he covers the kala's face. He puts on the veil. So that is a kiyum of this bach. That's a kiyum of the gemara of yoti beheimuna, and that's the aschola lechoyer. That's the aschola of the chuppah. Then again, since this is the beginning of the chuppah, which is the beginning of the nesuin, and since the nesuin needs eidim, even though you don't need a minyan, the minyan is for the birchas nesuin, but for the nesuin, eidim are needed, just like there are eidim underneath the chuppah. So there are places that speak about being the yachid eidim for the bedekim. That the Edom should be made, that there was that the Edom could hear its Edom the Kuma. You need Edom to make the Nesuin, so Edom should go and witness the priestess Hatzarif, as they call it, which is the Badekin. Also, the Heidegger's farm bring down that different Gedolim had told the Chosn and Kala that be mechaven that you're doing a ma'aseh chuppah, that you're doing a kinyan soon now, with the chosn putting on the tzif, putting on the veil, and with the kala getting it on her head. That is the haskolas hanasuin. And then the Bach goes on that the shashvinim bring the chosn and kala underneath the four klayim sites, the four posts with the yiriyah on top of it, which was. What we call nowadays the chuppah, and that's mamish the perish of the word chuppah, that there were choifet on the chosn and kala, and we're mastered them from all the people. L'shem nesuin, l'shem being a couple, being a husband and wife now, and that the shashvinim are also underneath the chuppah, so there's not mamash yichud, because they are the oisheirs, they are the ones that are bringing the chosn and kala. That my son is, I'm bringing her together to your daughter and putting them together as a couple, and that's why we have them stand next to each other. Because even according to the Mechaber and the first Shita and the Amo, that it's Hachnasa Lebeisai, Yichud or Hachnasa Lebeisai with other people, of course it's not only being in the same house. There also have to be that they're seen going together, and they were seen in the same room. They were seen together. Because the Yisoid Hadover is not that he just, not that they're in the same house, that they went into the same house for matrimony. They went in the same house to be a couple, to be together. And then the last part of the chuppah by the chasna is right after the chuppah, we bring them as the other sheet in the Amor was, that they bring them to a mokim mutzna, that only the chosn and kala are there, and they eat together as also bekiruv, sitting down together next to each other. Now the question arises, if the chuppah is hachnosas hakala the reshusa, so does it have to be that the chosn actually owns the place that they're getting married in? Does he have to make a kinyan schiris on it? So the goyin in the simon nunhei says that the chuppah is the kviyas mokim lovi elav l'shem nesuin. that the chuppah is just going to bringing her to a place l'shem nesu'in, and the Goyin says v'zeu afil b'chatzera. This is even if it's in her chotzer. So it's clear in the Vilna Goyin in the Grum that you don't need that it belongs to him mamish. It's just that you brought that he brought her into a place into a house l'shem nesu'in. But there are chelik on that. In other poskim, it does say that the achnos is achnos l'shus mamish, and it's brought down that the reason why the Aruch HaShulchan is marach that they used to always have the chuppah in the chutzah of the Beis HaKnesses, and he said that there's a big tam for that. There's a big reason for that because since the chuppah is achnos l'shusoi, and sometimes the chosin actually lives in the kala's house, and not only that, make the suit this nesu'in in the kala's house, and that's where he lives for the first while. So that's not hachnos el rishus. In the contrary, that's being machnas him to horishus. So because of that, we do it in the Aruch HaShulchan explains that many of us do it in the chutzar of the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses belongs to the Rambam, and just like the little Vanessa of the Rambam, in those days they only had one or two or three sets of Arbamina for the whole Kehillah. So just like there's a tnai, there's the Levet Masna sort of on the Arbaminim, that it belongs to everyone when they get it. So too, the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Chasar Beis HaKnesses, they were makne, and they sort of let each chosin and kala own it for the time of their chasana. Now the chayrim, when you rent the chasana hall, the chayrim nichlal on that is also that the place of the chuppah and the place of the makom yichud is now in the bialis of the person that rented it, right? And he's and the das is the chorestam das is that it's mukta now to the chosin to be machnes his kala into it. But there are places that are marked, that the chosin should make a meisah schius by himself for the makom of the chuppah and the cheder yichud. And if doing that, then there could be a makom also to be zohir to own the tzif, that the chosin should own the veil that he's putting on the kala.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.